Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Emma.
Yesterday, we introduced the idea of Christmas markets. These are special markets that open a few weeks before Christmas.
They have been around for hundreds of years in Europe, and are now found in other parts of the world as well.
There's one in Nuremberg in Germany that's one of the biggest in the world. It's also one of the oldest and the most popular. Around 2 million people visit it each year.
It's actually made up of three markets. One is the main market.
There's also a market for international items and products.
Finally, there's the children's market.
Yeah, and they're all good fun. Today, we are going to find out about the things you can buy and eat and drink at these places. Let's start reading part two of our article.
Reading. Nuremberg's Christmas Market. There's a wealth of things to sample at the Christkindlesmarkt. Many people speak highly of the Rostbratwurst. These are traditional German sausages served in bread rolls with sour cabbage and mustard. To keep warm in the cold winter air, you can drink a cup of Glühwein.This is heated wine mixed with spices, sugar, and orange peel. One thing you shouldn't eat is the prune man. These popular souvenirs are human figures made of dried plums and raisins. A very special person at the Christkindlesmarkt is the Christkind, or Christmas child.She opens the market and carries out many other important tasks. The Christkind is always a sensible girl between 16 and 19 years old. She is chosen every 2 years by the people of Nuremberg. Aside from eating and drinking, you can enjoy many other sights and sounds at the market.You can also shop till you drop for bargains. Even if you can't make it to Nuremberg, keep an eye open for other Christmas markets around the world. Merry Christmas!
So the second part of our article begins by saying there's a wealth of things to sample at the Christkindlesmarkt.Okay, I may be saying that wrong. Apologies to any German speakers. But that just means the Christmas market in Germany. We also saw the phrase, a wealth of. And that means a lot of something useful or good. We don't use a wealth of for a lot of something bad, really. For example, we could say, there's a wealth of tasty snacks in Taiwan's night markets.
片语 a wealth of 表示很多的，用来表达一个东西很好，而且数量很多。所以像 Pat 老师刚才说的，这个片语我们不会拿来说不好的东西。So, could you also explain what we mean when we use the word sample as a verb, Pat?
Sure.To sample, S-A-M-P-L-E, sample, to sample something, means to try an activity or go to a place, eat a little of something or try a little drink of something or just try something just for a little bit in order to see what it is like and whether we like it or not. For example, we try a small piece of something or do something for a short time just kind of for fun. And then if we like it, we often sample it again and again. It's often used with food, especially if you go to somewhere like Costco. They have a lot of things that you can sample and try a little. And if you want to buy them, you can go ahead.
Sample 名词的话呢是样品。但在这里是个动词，表示少量的尝试。我们可以把 sample 用在尝尝看， 或是做做看的行为，然后决定我们喜不喜欢那个东西或那件事情。I want to know about the delicious food.
Yeah, it's probably the best bit. Okay, the article is going to explain a few, okay?Many people speak highly of the Rostbratwurst. Okay, I'm trying to say that the German way. Rostbratwurst. To speak highly of something means that people say good things about whatever it is.
片语 speak highly of something or someone、mm-hmm. 表示赞赏某件事情或某个人。例如 she always speaks highly of you. 我们可以用一件事情的成功来赞赏人事物。例如 the success of your project speaks highly of your ability.、
Mm-hmm.
So next, our article explains what this food actually is.
Yes, this Rostbratwurst. What is it?
Right. It says, these are traditional German sausages served in bread rolls with sour cabbage and mustard.
Exactly. Tastes and sounds pretty good. So a sausage, S-A-U-S-A-G-E, sausage, is a small tube of skin filled with a mixture of meat and spices and so on, eaten hot or cold after it has been cooked. Sausages are the main part of a hot dog, of course, and they're popular all over the world. And in Taiwan, you can get sausages made of rice, right?
Right.
But with a meat kind of skin. I've seen those.
Mm-hmm.Sausage 是香肠或肉肠，也是 hot dog 热狗里面的主要的材料。Hot dog 其实是面包夹肉肠，再加上洋葱、芥末等配料，并不是指那个肉肠本身哦。Okay, so these sausages are in bread rolls,、
mm-hmm.
which are like a thick hot dog bun.
Yeah, they won't be long ones like a hot dog bun because the sausages are smaller. There's kind of, and there's three sausages in one big bread roll, okay? And they come with sour cabbage and mustard.Mustard is spelled M-U-S-T-A-R-D, mustard. And it's a yellow or brown sauce,、usually a little spicy, though in Germany there are sweet kinds as well. And it's often put on hot dogs. And in Taiwan, I've seen it served with French fries as well.
That's true. Mustard 是黄芥末，有一点点辣，和日式的 wasabi 绿芥末是不同的哟。那吃热狗的时候呢，通常我们会挤上 mustard 来调味。What else is there to eat at Christmas market?
Oh, there is lot. There's a lot of food, but there's drink as well. And our article says, to keep warm in the cold winter air, you can drink a cup of Glühwein. I think it said Glühwein, it could be Glühwein, not sure, Glühwein.
The article explains what this is.This is heated wine mixed with spices, sugar, and orange peel.
That sounds really good. We have a thing in the UK as well called mulled wine. Mulled is spelled M-U-L-L-E-D, mulled wine. And it's the same thing, wine with spices and bits of orange peel and stuff like that, heated up till it's nice and warm.Now, a spice, S-P-I-C-E, spice, is a type of powder or seed taken from plants that you put into the food you're cooking to give it a special taste. So pepper is a spice, so is chili, and there are lots more as well. There are lots of spices in Indian food, as well as the foods of many other countries around the world. Do you like spicy food, Emma?
Of course, I love spicy food, like...Korean food.
Yes.
Thai food.
Yes.
And Indian food.
Very much, yes.
How about you, Pat?
Yeah, I love Indian food. That's probably my favorite, but Thai, Mexican food, anything with a bit of fire is pretty good.
Spice 是辛香料。那胡椒 pepper, 辣椒 chili 都是 spice. 形容词 spicy,S-P-I-C-Y 是辛辣的。 所以 spicy food 就是辛辣的食物或料理。Okay, so are there any other foods to learn about?
Well, the article has one useful piece of advice about food, saying one thing you shouldn't eat is the prune man or the prune men.
The article says these popular souvenirs are human figures made of dried plums and raisins.
Okay, a souvenir, S-O-U-V-E-N-I-R, souvenir, is something you buy to remind you of a trip you took somewhere. We also saw the word raisin, R-A-I-S-I-N, raisin, which is just a dried grape. Raisins are popular snacks and they last for a long time.
Souvenir 是纪念品，纪念品商店就叫做 souvenir shop. Raisin 是葡萄干。一颗葡萄干是 a raisin、
mm-hmm.
一包葡萄干是 a box of raisins. So what else is there at the Nuremberg Christmas market apart from food?
Well,、we talked about rides and stuff yesterday, and the article also says a very special person at the Christkindlmarkt, againpronunciation, who knows, but anyway, it's the Christkind, okay? I know that kind means child, so Christkind or Christmas child.
The article tells us about this person. She opens the market and carries out many other important tasks.
A task, T-A-S-K, task, is a piece of work often to be finished within a certain time.A task is usually given to you by someone else, like a teacher, a boss, or a parent. But you could give yourself a task as well. For example, Karen was so busy at work today that she didn't finish all of her tasks.
Task 是一项要去完成的工作或任务。我们可以用动词 assign 来指派这个工作。那 assign 怎么拼? A-S-S-I-G-N, assign a task.例如 the teacher assigned me a task yesterday. Okay, next, the article explains who the Christkind is. The Christkind is always a sensible girl between 16 and 19 years old.
Okay, and of course she's sensible, and that's important. Someone who is sensible, S-E-N-S-I-B-L-E, sensible, is reasonable, practical, and shows good judgment. They won't have strange ideas or agree to do something crazy. A sensible person makes a good plan and sticks to it, and seldom gets into trouble.
Sensible 是明智的，明事理的，不要和 sensitive...S-E-N-S-I-T-I-V-E 搞混 Sensitive 是敏感的意思那刚才 Pat 老师说 A sensible person makes a good plan and sticks to it 就是说一个明理的人设定计划以后就会彻底执行 Okay, so the article also says She is chosen every 2 years by the people of Nuremberg
Okay, sounds pretty a big responsibility for that girl, but she's sensible, so she'll be fine. The article goes on to talk about other activities at the market, saying, aside from eating and drinking, you can enjoy many other sights and sounds at the market.
And that's not all. The article says you can also shop, right, till you drop for bargains.
A bargain, B-A-R-G-A-I-N, bargain is a thing bought or offered for sale much more cheaply than is usual or expected.
Bargain 当名词可以指交易的意思或是划算的买卖表示你用较低的价格买到某样东西。我们可以说这沙发买得很划算 The sofa was a real bargain
Okay
Bargain 当动词是表示讨价还价例如 They tried to bargain with the salesman for a discount
Yeah, we also saw the fun phrase Shop till you drop Which is today's shortcut for you Let's find out more about it
Shortcut for you
how's it going?
Where did you just come from? Uniqlo? The Net? Sassy?
Oh, just a small shop.
Which one? Does it have any sales going on now?
I don't think so. So, you're really ready to shop till you drop, aren't you?
Why would I drop my shopping bags? Are you crazy?
To shop till you drop means to buy things until you're too tired to walk around and buy anymore.
So, to shop till you drop means 买到手软。
That's right. So, do you want to take a break from going to the stores and get some food with me?
Oh no, I have to shop till I drop. I think I have another good couple of hours left.
So to shop till you drop means just to keep shopping until you have no more energy left. Next, the article says, even if you can't make it to Nuremberg, keep an eye open for other Christmas markets around the world.
The article finishes by saying, Merry Christmas!
Yep, and everyone here at AMC wishes you that. Let's move on now to our For You chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, what other things do you associate with Christmas? Now this is an interesting question for you more than me, because you maybe think of different things. What does Christmas make you think of?
When it comes to Christmas, I think of holidays, presents, Santa Claus, and last but not least,family reunion.
Yeah, that's probably about right. I would say, yeah, it's a lot of the personal things. I don't think of Santa Claus so much, or snow, or really presents anymore these days. When I was growing up, those were more important. But these days, I'm kind of more thinking about getting together with family. Like you said, family reunions.Playing some very silly games with my family. We have a lot of very traditional and non-traditional Christmas games that we like to play every year. I think of my cousin's Christmas quiz. He sets us like a quiz, a fun one, not a school one, every year, just as a kind of a tradition. So it makes me think of stuff like that. But to be honest, I could keep talking about this for a very long time. I have many Christmas memories.But it is time for us to end today's lesson. Thank you for watching, everybody. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Emma. Talk to you again soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Nuremberg's Christmas Market. There's a wealth of things to sample at the Christkindlesmarkt. Many people speak highly of the Rostbratwurst.These are traditional German sausages served in bread rolls with sour cabbage and mustard. To keep warm in the cold winter air, you can drink a cup of Glühwein. This is heated wine mixed with spices, sugar, and orange peel. One thing you shouldn't eat is the prune man.These popular souvenirs are human figures made of dried plums and raisins. A very special person at the Christkindlesmarkt is the Christkind, or Christmas child. She opens the market and carries out many other important tasks. The Christkind is always a sensible girl between 16 and 19 years old. She is chosen every 2 years by the people of Nuremberg. Aside from eating and drinking, you can enjoy many other sights and sounds at the market. You can also shop till you drop for bargains. Even if you can't make it to Nuremberg, keep an eye open for other Christmas markets around the world.Merry Christmas!
Vocabulary Review.
Sample. I sampled plenty of delicious snacks at Schillen Night Market. Sausage. I took the cooked sausage off the barbecue and placed it inside a hot dog bun. Spice. Indian food is usually made with lots of different spices. Raisin. We bought some raisins and other dried fruit as snacks for our hiking trip. Task. Tiffany works quickly and always finishes her tasks on time. Sensible. We always listen to Mary because her ideas are sensible and practical.